Good evening. Welcome to Anna Zink's lecture in our Anthropocene series. When people sit in restaurants, they do not only eat anymore. People also take pictures of what they eat and share these pictures with others. Food culture became also an image culture. Restaurants adjust their lighting system to the new demands. You can attend training courses how to stage food in a way that it allows to take appealing pictures. It is a kind of meta-consumption which is taking place in which we invite people to consume images of consumables. And these images circulate around the world. What you eat in Berlin tonight is looked at in Hong Kong and vice versa. An image culture develops which intersects with food cultures, drawing on them but also transforming them. We take these photos but do not control them anymore. They are stored on the platforms we do not own, but which are owned by companies such as Facebook. These companies are the meta-meta consumers. They consume us by making money out of our double consumption of food and images. This is a short version of the reflections of John Trash on image culture last week, which he presented in our Dictionary of Now series. And he added the environmental costs too. The output for one day to store these pictures is 1 gigawatt. That is the output of one nuclear power plant working for 10 days. For John Trash, this food imagery represents a cosmogram of our world. When I was listening to John Trash's lecture, it immediately reminded me of the work of Anna Zink on the Feral Atlas, which she is going to talk about tonight. Actually, I was wondering if John Trash's example would fit into the atlas. I don't know, really. Anna Zink reminds us of the different scales of the Anthropocene in order to draw our attention to local ecologies in which human and natural processes, as well as planetary and local processes, are intertwined. This means not to neglect the planetary implications of phenomena such as climate change, but to recontextualize these processes in the human experience. Perhaps one could say Anna Zink humanizes the Anthropocene when one keeps in mind, and this is quite important, that her understanding of the human implies its relationship to our embeddedness in natural and technological environments. The Feral Atlas project is based on a large trajectory of research during the last decades of Anna Zink. Anna Zink's first book in the realm of the Diamond Queen, Marginality in an Out-of-the-Way Place from 1993, centers around individuals from Meratus Dayak from South Kalimantan, Indonesia. Zink's key informant is Uma Dang, who provides her insight into shamanism, politics, and the mythology in relation to ethnic identity. 2004, she publishes Friction, an ethnography of global connection. The book is a study on human-dominated landscapes, corporate exploitation, globalization, environmental activism, and environmental degradation. In 2015, the book The Mushroom at the End of the World on the possibility of life in capitalist ruins appeared, which is now available in German language, published by Matthes & Seitz, and is available in front of the door. Zink's ethnographic account of the Matsutake mushroom gives the readers a look into this rare, prized, and expensive fungi. Originally from Japan, the mushroom first sprouted in the desolate landscapes after the atomic bomb exploded in Hiroshima. Zink's account of the Matsutake contributes to the field of anthropology in her ability to study multi-species interactions using the non-human subjects to clean more about the human world. Things follows Matsutake Fungi's international journey in order to give the reader insight into the mushroom's complex commodity chain connecting to meditations on capitalism. She uses the Matsutake to shed light on a broader theme about how ecology is shaped by human interference. The book was awarded the Gregory Bateson Prize and the Victor Turner Prize. At the end, some words about her academic career. Anna Tsing is professor of anthropology at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Tsing received her BA from Yale University and completed her master's and PhD at Stanford University. She has contributed and written several articles and books on a broad range of anthropological subjects, some I mentioned. In 2010, she received the Guggenheim Fellow. In 2013, Tsing won a Niels Bohr Professorship at Aarhus University in Denmark for her contribution to interdisciplinary work in the fields of the humanities, natural sciences, social sciences, and the arts. She is currently developing a transdisciplinary program for exploring the Anthropocene. Tsing is director of the Aura Project at Aarhus University. We are very honored and delighted that Anna Tsing, in spite of her numerous projects and commitments, worked together with us during the last years in our Anthropocene project here at the Haus der Kultur in der Welt. In light of this ongoing cooperation, it is wonderful that she accepted our invitation for tonight's lecture. After her talk, there will be a conversation between her and Birgit Ahrens. Birgit Ahrens is curator and researcher at the Department of Geography at Royal Holloway, University of London, and at the Research and Public History Institute of the Science Museum Group. Her PhD thesis of 2017 is titled Contemporary Art, Archives, and Environmental Change in the Age of the Anthropocene. She curates the Kunst-Natur program at the Natural History Museum here in Berlin and was curator of contemporary art at the Natural History Museum in London. She studied curating at the Royal College of Art, London. In her research, she explores the interferences of the arts and the sciences, focusing on environmental humanities, fine arts, and curating. Finally, I would like to thank our cooperation partners in this series of the Anthropocene lectures, namely the Institute for Advanced Sustainability Studies in Potsdam and the Max Planck Institute for the History of Science here in Berlin. Now, welcome with me, Anna Tsing.